Hey, I want to welcome in a top great expert at Bank of America, one of our great partners and sponsors. A.J. Barkley is one of their top home lending and home buying expert. But one thing a lot of people may not realize is how much expertise Bank of America is offering people, because what we're hearing in this market, in this region, is not a lot of inventory. What should I be buying? What's available out there? How do I know if I'm ready? And they have some great sites we're going to tell you about. But let me bring in A.J. Barkley this morning to Good Morning New Hampshire. A.J., thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. I'm very, very excited to be here with you today.
This is your area, and we have seen a lot of changes, have we not, over the last year. One of our top CBS News stories this morning is how much more people are still going to the Home Depots, the Lowe's, those local departments. Hardware stores and home and repair improvement. We've seen a booming housing market in our area at a time when last spring people didn't know what would be happening. So the home buying appetite seems to be there, but you've done a lot of work with Bank of America across the board because affordable home ownership is a challenge. Inventory is a challenge. So talk about some of the things you're doing to help people across the country, not just our region, with all your expertise and resources in terms of increasing the affordable home ownership commitment as we get into what's left of this year and into next year.
Thank you. So it is, you know, I think that people had assumed that home ownership would die down in terms of all of the things that are going on with the pandemic. But people who are focused on wanting to build a legacy for themselves and their families, start to build wealth, are still moving forward. I think it's true in terms of the housing inventory is always a challenge. But what we've done at Bank of America is to ensure that those barriers that have been out there for creditworthy clients that are really ready to move forward, they just didn't have necessarily enough in reserves for closing costs and potentially down payment. We introduced our community home ownership commitment, which was around initially $5 billion of funds available to low down payment mortgages and grants, both closing cost grants and down payment grants. And so specifically in your area, New Hampshire, our grant, again, barriers to success of home ownership is having the funds, had a closing cost grant up to $7,500 that you could buy down your rate or go towards non-recurring closing costs. And then it actually helped people. So the money that they were potentially using to save for the closing costs, they then could put that money into savings and start to build reserves for emergency. You know what happens, right? The water heater goes on the house or something happens. And people are so, you know, as they're preparing for home ownership, don't always think through that. So we've been pretty excited about that, and also trying to help people get prepared. I think you mentioned that education, and we've done some things to make it easier for people, even virtually, to keep it going.
You listen to A.J. Barkley, Bank of America, one of their top experts, as we offer you some of that consumer insight. A.J., if I might, I just wanted to some of the information that you've shared with me. That $7,500 to help with closing costs is an actual, it's called America's Home Grant. It's available, I guess, in 800 cities and countries nationwide, including our area. And there's no payment repayment required. And some of I just want to get these out quick because a lot of people are, so many people online and like the resource stuff while they're listening. Bank of America Real Estate Center is a link that we're going to share. We'll put them up on our pages. They have a down payment center, first-time home buyer online education series. There's a lot of things like home buyer readiness quiz, better money habits. A lot of people don't know that you offer this much expertise. People think that, you know, a bank online, virtual or in person, it's a transaction, it's put money in, it's pay a bill. But you offer so much on consumer information and education, really.
We do, and we do it online, to your point, so people can go where they want to go, when they want to go. What's really cool about the Real Estate Center is it will allow you in your home look for properties that you may be interested in the community, and it'll allow you to sort to see if, in fact, the grant, the America's Home Grant of $7,500, is actually eligible for that particular property. So it gives you some more insight into what might be out there for you, again, in the convenience of your home. It's very, very competitive out here right now for home ownership. So the more you know and the more you're prepared and what you know you're eligible for and not eligible for is extremely important. And you stress that, I thank you for saying this, not repayable, which is extremely, extremely important. Also, what we're doing in New Hampshire and in Maine is we do work with HUD-approved home buyer education organizations. Mm-hmm. We work with the Housing Partnership in Portsmouth and NeighborWorks of Southern New Hampshire and Manchester and a few others that also help people as they're beginning to think about home ownership and they're not so short they're ready. So lots of resources and extremely important that people leverage them because buying a house can be very, very scary.
Yeah, in some parts, AJ Barclay, Bank of America, in some parts a home will go on the market. And in some parts you're still seeing right now in February a bidding war, or some people, they feel they can't get into the market, they can't afford it. So what's stopping some people from buying homes right now?
I think it's, one, they're not prepared, or you don't have a pre-approval to know what you actually can afford. So mm-hmm. It's really important that you work with a trusted advisor, a lending specialist that can help you be prepared to make sure we can demystify the process. And then the funds, as I mentioned, the reserves. But in many cases, people can actually purchase a home. They just don't know. We also, as part of our community home ownership commitment, have low down payment mortgages as low as 3%. I think a lot of times people still think you have to have 20% down to purchase a home, and that's not necessarily true.
Right. But that last point, I would have thought that was the case, that you'd have to be close to 20%. So you're saying there's a lot of things, what I'm hearing, A.J. Barclay, is a lot of things that first-time or second-time home buyer may not be aware of, and you're there to help provide this expertise. What do you also see? Because last spring, I think we all recall, because we really all were in the same boat, if you will, home remodeling, home building, realtors couldn't go into homes because when the stay-at-home stuff across the country happened almost a year ago, a lot of people didn't know what the summer and fall and now the winter would hold. And we've seen this brisk housing market in parts of the country where no one thought it would be this brisk. Do you continue to see that happening? Do you see a leveling off? Do you see interest rates staying on the lower side? And there's a lot more opportunity for people to get into a home. What are some of those things you're sensing, or is it too much uncertainty, or you're not sure?
Well, I would say the housing market is still going to be pretty aggressive in certain markets, certain communities, because, again, people were always wanting to purchase a home. The rate for refis is obviously low, so we saw a huge amount of people refinancing their home and choosing not to purchase a new home, but do the kitchen over, the bathroom, whatever in their home. But I do anticipate people who are, they want a home because they are renting and they realize that they can pay less in a mortgage than rent will continue. Now, the housing market in terms of properties being available really is going to continue to be a challenge in certain markets. And that's why it's really important if you use tools like the Real Estate Center and other tools to understand what is literally out there. And, again, not having to go house to house and, not being so prepared when you're ready to speak with the realtor. I would just say two things because the market is so competitive. Find out what you literally can afford, and you indicated that you'll be posting some of the links. It's really important that you understand that because the properties that are most affordable typically go faster.
Right.
And so getting pre-approved and understanding your ability to get a home and what price range and all those things is extremely important. You can also get pre-approved for a loan, which actually puts you ahead of other potential homeowners or people wanting to purchase homes that have not done that. It puts you ahead of them because now you know that you actually can get a loan for whatever the amount of the home is.
Let me give a couple of these websites, AJ Barclay, Bank of America. Just if you, all this expertise is there for you. It's not going to cost you to go get it, understand, be prepared, get pre-qualified. bankofamerica.com/homebuyer. They actually have series where you can go and, basically be educated. bankofamerica.com/homebuyer. And then, of course, you even have some other resources where people, if they want to basically take a quiz even to see where they fit in all what we're talking about, you can go to bankofamerica.com/journeyofhomebuyer. And there's a lot of education. Again, you're almost like a financial university, it seems to me. Before we let you go, AJ Barclay, sounds like the housing market and homes are going to continue to be front and center for a lot of Americans in our region and nationally. How long have you been with the bank, and what made you want to get into the career you're in? Would you recommend it to someone else, and what do you like about the whole team there?
Well, thank you. So I've been with the firm just under 25 years, and what I really love about this role is I get to get up every morning and try to create strategies and tactics to help everyone have the opportunity to realize the wonderful a beauty of home ownership. And so that's what I really enjoy. And then what I also think is totally important that you mentioned is we are working through every day, how do you get there with education tools and resources so people can be excited about the opportunity to build wealth for themselves and a legacy of home ownership for their family. So I love what I do, and I love being here with you. I'd love to come back. Lots of cool things happening in the community, both in Maine and New Hampshire, that I think will really, really benefit the communities, those people that are really trying to start their journey of home ownership.
Well, A.J. Barkley, you have a season ticket here. You're welcome anytime. Thanks for being with us, Bank of America, on Good Morning New Hampshire. Make it a great Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you.